Hare Krishna， 各位尊敬的奉献者们，今天是2020年11月12日，星期四。今天呢，我们又非常荣幸的邀请到我们，尊敬的参德瑞克法布继续为我们讲述 Krishna 驯服卡利亚蛇的逍遥时光，欢迎大家聆听。
Hare Krishna， good morning today on Akadasi day。
Hare Krishna， 大家早上好，今天呢是 Akadasi。
Tomorrow, beginning from tomorrow, is also the beginning of Diwali。
从明天开始呢，将是Diwali 这个灯节。
So we'll speak a little bit about that at the end, but for now we will continue with the Kaliya.Chastisement of Kaliya pastime。
在我们这个讲课的后面呢，我们将会来讲述有关这个灯节的一些内容。我们前面呢将会继续来讲述就是 Krishna 就是驯服这个卡利亚蛇的这个逍遥时光。
So we will recite the prayers and then we shall begin。
我们呢会先。引诵一些祷文，然后呢，我们再开始讲述。
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Tamo Krishna Goswami Iti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Omagyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Vansha Kaupa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhupya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna。
So, last week we began to speak about the Krishna chastisement of Kaliya.
上周呢，我们开始了讲述就是 Krishna 严惩卡利亚蛇的逍遥时光。
In doing this, we spoke a little bit about snakes.
在其中呢，我们就是谈到了有关这个蛇类。
Because Kaliya is a snake, many-hooded snake.
因为卡利亚呢，它是有着很多这个头碰的这个蛇。
It is said that he had 1,000 hoods.
据说它有成千上万头这个头鹏。
Of which 100 were very prominent. They were more prominent.
其中呢有100个头鹏就是比较突出显著一点。
So we could, we can imagine he would have been quite large.
我们可以想象一下他肯定是一个庞然大物。
So we described a little bit about the species of snakes, the nagas.
我们呢也谈到了有关一点，就是这个蛇的种类，这个 naga.
As well as the Naga Loka, the planet of the snakes.
还有这个 Naga Loka, 就是这个蛇它所居住的这个星球。
Which is in the lower planetary systems.
它是处在这个低等的星系。
We shared how there's different, like any species, humans, animals, there's different varieties or different species of snakes.
我们也谈到了，就像就是不管是人类还是动物，都有不同的这些种族。所以呢，对于这些蛇类来说的，它们也是有不同的这些种类的。
So Kaliya, he was of course among the more powerful of the serpents.
当然了，卡利亚他是在这些蟒蛇当中是最有力量的。
So we spent some time discussing this.
所以呢，我们花了一些时间来讨论了这一点。
We also a little bit discussed how and why Kaliya was in the Jamuna River to begin with.
然后呢，我们也开始的时候谈到了，就是说卡利亚蛇它为什么以及怎么就是脱壁于这个西森与亚穆纳河。
But we'll discuss this in more detail at the end of the chastisement.
我们呢就是在这个就是 Krishna 惩罚之后呢，我们将会就是再进一步讨论一下这个细节。
You heard that this event took place on Lord Balaram's appearance day because he was not there when Krishna and the boys left.
就是呢，你们也听说，就是这个逍遥时光呢，它是发生在主巴拉拉玛的显现日，因为当Krishna 和这些牧牛童他们出去去森林的时候呢，主巴拉拉玛并没有跟他们一起前去。
And it took place around midday when Krishna and the calves and the boys went to the bank of the Jamuna as they normally do for their lunch break.
这个事件呢是发生在这个中午时分。就是 Krishna 跟这些牧牛童还有他的牛犊，就像往常一样，他们呢就来到亚穆纳河岸边准备进行午餐。
This is their daily program. They have their lunch break along the banks of the Jamuna.
这是他们的日常的就是日程。然后呢，他们通常会在亚穆纳河岸边进行他们的午餐。
We also heard how initially both the calves and the boys, they appeared to die by drinking the Jamuna water.
我们呢在开始的时候也是谈到了，就是这些牛犊啊、牧牛童，他们就是喝了这个亚穆纳的河水，他们表面上看起来就像是死去了一样。
And how Krishna brought them back to life.
然后呢 ，Krishna 又如何将他们就是起死回生
？So this is more or less what we discussed last week.
所以呢，这基本上就是我们上周所谈到的一些要点。
So we'll continue from there.
所以呢，我们将从就是上周结束的地方继续开始讲述。
So as you remember, I hope, Kaliya was not residing in the main branch of the Jamuna River. He was residing in a branch.
就是呢，我想你们可能还记得，就是我谈到了，就是卡利亚蛇呢，并没有栖居于这个亚木纳的这个主河的这个干道，它只是亚木纳河的一个支流。
And around that part of the Jamuna, because of the influence of his poison, you know, the grass and other things were poisoned, more or less dead, no life.
所以呢，就是在那片区域附近呢，由于这个卡利亚他这个毒气的这个影响，所以呢，那附近的这些草啊，还有身边的这些他们都是没有了生机，几乎是已经死去了。
But there was one tree, one kadamba tree that still had life.
但是呢，就只有一棵就是卡丹木树仍然呢郁郁葱葱。
I don't know if in China there is no kadamba trees.
在中国的话呢是没有这个卡丹木树的。
Actually, in most countries of the world, there are no kadamba trees. In Mayapur, there are many.
事实上呢，就是在世界的很多的地方都没有卡丹木树，但是呢，在马雅普有很多。
In Vrindavan, there's a few, but not so many now.
在本达本也有就是少数的一些，并不是很多。
When we go to Mayapur during the Mayapur Festival, February, March, all the trees around the property, they're all kadamba trees, but at that time of the year, they don't give flowers.
就是呢，当我们就是在二月、三月份去马雅普参加这个节日的期间呢，通常的话，这时候就是那个地方呢，很多树是卡丹巴树，但是那时候它们还没有开花。
As I remember, the season for the flowers is, I guess it's normally May, June.
我大概就是猜想，就是这些花的它的这个花期呢是在五月六月份左右。
If you do
整树的花期，卡丹玛
树。If you do a Baidu search, you should be able to find a picture. But the flowers are like balls, round balls.
如果你们就是在百度上搜索的话呢，你们会查到相关的信息。这个花的形状呢，就像是圆的这种碗的这个形状。
Very strong smell.
它非常有强烈的这种花香。
Krishna is often described as wearing a garland of kadamba flowers.
就是呢，经常描述说 Krishna 他会带着就是卡丹巴花所穿成的这个花环。
So this kadamba tree was still alive.
所以呢，这棵卡丹木树呢，它仍然存活着。
Because it is described in the Bhagavatam that Garuda, we all remember Garuda, the carrier of the Lord.
因为呢，在这个瓦坛中就描述说，主的这个坐骑呢，Garuda。
He knew, of course, he drove away Kaliya from his original home because of his misbehavior.
由于这个卡利亚蛇的这个错误的行为呢，所以他把卡利亚蛇呢从他原初的这个地方驱逐了出去。
So he knew Kaliya had taken shelter in the Jamuna River, and as we heard, he could not Garuda could not enter into the water due to some curse.
他也知道就是卡利亚使人呢他已经栖居于这个亚姆纳河里，然后呢又由于嘎鲁达他受到了诅咒，所以呢他便不能来到这个亚姆纳河岸边。
And eventually he understood, Garuda knew that Krishna, the Lord, his Lord, would appear in Vrindavan and drive him out. Garuda had understood this.
然后呢最终这个嘎鲁达呢他就理解到就是奎士纳呢他会有一天显现在这个文达文，然后呢他会就是说就是需要在奎士纳就是出去。
So he had this nectar of immortality. The devas, they have this drink. It's a drink of some kind of immortality. It keeps life for a long time.
他呢就是有这种永恒不朽的这种能让人变得永生的这种甘露。通常的话这些半神人们他们都会拥有这样的就是喝饮的这种甘露，可以让一个人的寿命变得非常的长久。
So on one occasion, Garuda, he stole this nectar from the devas. And he drank some himself, and it describes in the Bhagavatam that he sprinkled some on this tree because he knew that Krishna in the future may use this tree for some pastime.
就是嘎鲁达呢，就是有一次他自己偷了这一些甘露，他自己喝了一些，同时呢，他就也是往这个卡达莫的树上抹了。就是撒了一些甘露，因为他知道就是将来的话呢奎什纳将会就是用这棵卡达玛树就是来上演他的逍遥时光。
So Krishna, after bringing the boys and the calves back to life, then Krishna told them, this Kaliya, he has to go.
所以呢当奎什纳把这些男孩以及这些小牛犊起死回生之后呢他又告诉他们说他必须得离开然后去对付这个卡利亚蛇了。
No. He told them, Kaliya has to go. Not they have to go. Kaliya has to go.
他就对这个他们说就是卡利亚必须得离开这个地方了。
And I will drive him out.
我会把他们就是我会把他们去把他给驱逐出去。
Previously, Krishna didn't really want to do that.
事实上呢 ，Krishna 呢就是以前是不想这样做的。
Previously, he didn't want to drive Kaliya away.
Yeah, 在之前的话 ，Krishna 是不想把卡利亚蛇赶出去的。
Because he knew that Kaliya's wives were devotees and he didn't want to disturb them by driving away their husband.
之所以 Krishna 之前不想这样做是因为他知道这个卡利亚时他的这个妻子们他都是奉献者，他不想打扰到他们。
Because they were living there as a family.And friends, and Krishna also knows the danger that Garuda had for Kaliya, so he didn't want to drive them away because of his devotees, the wives of Kaliya.
因为呢，就是他同样跟他的这个家人朋友，然后生活在一起，就是呢，所以呢 ，Krishna 他不想之前的话呢，他不想就是把卡利亚蛇驱逐出去。虽然他也知道这卡利亚蛇的它的这个危害性。
But when he saw how he harmed or how he could harm the residents of Vrindavan due to his poison, then he made the decision he has to go.
所以呢，就是。 当他看到就是卡利亚由于他的这个放的毒呢，就是已经伤害了文拉温的居民，所以呢，Krishna就决定他就是一定这个卡利亚神一定要离开这个地方。
So he climbed up on this tree, this Kadamba tree that still had life.
所以呢，Krishna他就爬上了这棵仍然存活着的卡丹巴树。
And jumped into the river Jamuna.
所以呢，他就跳入到了亚穆纳河里。
As we shared last week, if you do the Vrindavan Parikrama, near the Madan Mohan Temple, they have the place Kaliya Ghat.
就是的，我们上周也提到了，如果你们进行 Vrindavan 这个绕拜的话呢，就是在这个 Madan Mohan 庙的附近呢，有一个 Kaliya Ghat。
Kaliya Ghat. Ghat means a bathing place.
God 的意思呢，就是说，沐浴之地。
Kaliya Ghat. Ghat means bathing place. Ghat.
So, 就是这个逍遥时光是发生在这个 Kaliya Ghat. Ghat 的意思呢，就是说沐浴之地。
So that's the place where this pastime is remembered.
所以呢，就是说人们就是纪念这个逍遥时光呢，是在这个卡利亚嘎的。
So Krishna jumped into the water.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他就跃入了这个河中。
And he began to play.
然后呢，他就开始玩耍。
In the water, and in doing so, playing here and there in the water, making splashes, moving his arms around. So when he was doing this, he was producing music with the water.
所以呢，就是 Krishna 呢，他就是在这个河中进行的这个嬉戏，然后呢，他四处溅起了这些河水，然后呢，他就是挥动了他的这个臂膀，他像是在这个河中来进行这种进行演奏这个音乐一样。
So then Kaliya understood also that, you know, someone is disturbing his place.
Kaliya 神呢，这个时候就明白有人前来已经干扰了他的这个居所。
So even though Krishna was so beautiful, when Kaliya first saw him,He was just angry.
尽管 Krishna 是如此的美丽，但是呢，当卡利亚时首先见到 Krishna 的时候呢，他非常的愤怒。
Why? Because, as we know, snakes, as we also spoke last week, poisonous snakes are very envious, and the poison is a symptom of their envy.
为什么呢？就像我们上周所提到的，因为这个毒蛇呢，通常的话它是非常的嫉妒的，而且它们的这种就是说毒性本身就是说明它们是非常的就是这种善于嫉妒。
So when Kaliya first saw Krishna, although Krishna was very beautiful, he saw Krishna as very horrible or very not beautiful.
所以尽管 Krishna 本身是非常美丽的，但是呢，卡利亚什最初见到 Krishna 的时候呢，他觉得 Krishna 是非常可怕恐怖的。
Because of his envy and anger, he was not able to see. Although he was seeing, in one sense, he was seeing, but in another sense, he wasn't seeing because of his anger and envy and pride.
就是呢，一方面呢，虽然就是卡利亚什他就是看到了这个 Krishna 这个美丽的这个形象，但是呢，由于他的这种嫉妒、愤怒以及他的骄傲，事实上他并没有真正去就是领悟到，没有真正见到 Krishna 的这种美丽。
So actually, he was not able to see.
所以呢，他并不能够看到 Krishna 的美丽。
In a somewhat similar way, although you know we might come to the temple and we might see the deities, or we might go to the holy places and see different deities and different temples, or we go to Vrindavan and Mayapur, we see the holy places. But so in one sense we are seeing, but in another sense we are not seeing.
同样的，就是说。对于我们来说也是的，就是我们虽然可能去到了庙里，我们看到了这个美丽的神像，我们也去到了圣地，我们去参拜了这些庙宇，包括我们去到像文达本妈普这样的圣地，我们就说是眼睛是看到了这些圣地。
But because of the anger and envy and pride in our heart, actually we are not seeing.At the same time, we are not seeing.
事实上呢，由于我们的这种愤怒，内心的这个愤怒、嫉妒以及骄傲，我们真的没有看到这些景象。
Therefore, like Kaliya, as we will share, we have to become freed from this poison in the heart before we can actually see.Krishna or see the holy Dham, etc.
所以呢，就是像这个卡利亚什的这个例子一样，如果我们真的想要真正的看到 Krishna 以及这个圣地的话呢，我们就需要从我们的内心当中去摆脱这些就是不良的这些品质，像这个愤怒、嫉妒、骄傲这些品质。
So, When Krishna jumped into the Jamuna River water, for some time he was, you know, moving the water around and making the sound like music. And by doing this, then he disturbed Kaliya.
所以呢，在 Krishna 他跳入到Yamuna河水刚开始的一段时间呢，他就四处的这个在河里的游动嬉戏以此呢，他就就是创造了就是类似于音乐的这么一种响声，那么呢这种声音呢在卡利亚什看起来是打扰到了卡利亚什。
And then right, Kaliya came out of his place and as we just shared he saw Krishna but didn't see him as very beautiful because of his anger, envy and pride.
所以呢，卡利亚什就从他的这个居所就是出来。他虽然就是眼睛看到了 Krishna， 但是呢，由于他的这个嫉妒、愤怒以及骄傲，他并没有看到 Krishna 的美丽。
And then.Suddenly, he bit Krishna on the chest.
然后呢，他就猛然之间去咬 Krishna 的这个胸口。
And then wrapped him up in his coils.
然后呢，他就用他的这个蛇身，就是缠绕着 Krishna。
The Bhagavatam tells us that Yogamaya is one of the Lord's potencies, always helping him in his different leelas.
在马达中描述说呢，Yogamaya 是 Krishna 的其中一种能量，他总是就是协助 Krishna 这个逍遥时光的上演。
So she produced a covering, like a shield around Krishna's body. So when Kaliya bit the Lord, he was not in any way affected.
You mean, who was not affected?
Krishna. Yogamaya produced a covering or a shield around Krishna's body, so when Kaliya bit him, Krishna was not affected.
所以呢，就是这个 Yogamaya 呢，他就在 Krishna 的这个躯体周围见到了一层就是一层就是屏障。那么当就是卡利亚蛇去咬这个 Krishna 的躯体的时候呢 ，Krishna 并没有受到任何的影响。
And then Kaliya wrapped him in his coils and tried to squeeze.
然后呢，卡利亚呢，他就用他的这个蛇身，就是紧缠着这个 Krishna。
So when the boys and the calves saw this, they almost became unconscious with worry for Krishna.
所以呢，当这些牧牛童以及文达文的居民看到这一幕的时候呢，他们就是变得非常的为 Krishna 感到这个焦虑，几乎要失去了知觉。
Krishna doesn't look very strong. He looks very tender, very soft.
Krishna 看起来并不是那么身躯强壮。他看起来身体非常的就是柔弱。
So, and you know, this Kaliya serpent was a huge, ugly, ferocious-looking snake with many hoods. So very fearful, very fearful appearance.
而这个卡利亚蛇呢，它的这个外形看起来就是一个特别丑陋的，然后呢，令人恐惧的这么一个庞然大物。它还有那么多的这个头棚。
So when they saw Krishna, tender, soft Krishna, in the coils of this ferocious-looking serpent, they became almost unconscious with worry. They just couldn't function.
所以呢，当他看到 Krishna 就是被这么一个就是特别令人恐怖的这么一个庞然大物，被这个蛇身所缠绕的时候呢，他们由于这种焦虑。所以呢，就变得几乎要失去知觉。
And because of that, they couldn't go and inform Nanda Maharaj because they were just too distressed to do anything. So they just became like immovable.
所以呢，就是。而且由于他们的这种焦虑呢，他们也无法前往去通知 Nanda Maharaj。可以说他们由于这种悲痛欲绝，几乎他们就是无法能够走动，只是待在那儿。
So how will Nanda Maharaj find out?
所以呢 ，Nanda Maharaj 是怎么发现的呢
？Because none of the other residents of Vrindavan knew Yasoda Devi. Nobody knew because you know they're not along the bank of the Jamuna.
因为呢，就是当时的话呢 ，Nanda Maharaj 亚苏达还有 Vrindavan 的其他的居民呢，他们呢并不知情，因为他们当时并没有在亚穆纳河岸边。
And whoever was on the bank of the Jamuna watching what was happening, they were too distressed to do anything. They just couldn't do anything because of their distress and worry for Krishna.
而那些就是在亚摩那河岸边，就是看着 Krishna 就是这幕情景的这些人呢，他们由于过度的这种悲伤焦虑，他们只是待在原地，什么都做不了。
So therefore, the demigods, they created some inauspicious symptoms in nature, they created some inauspicious symptoms.
所以呢，就是半神人，他就是在这个自然中就创造了一些不吉祥的一些征兆。
As we know, this is a world of duality.
我们都知道这个世界呢是一个二元性的一个世界。
So one of the dualities is auspicious and inauspicious.
其中呢，二元性的一面呢，就是说这个吉祥和不吉祥。
So these auspicious and inauspicious symptoms can be seen in different aspects of nature.
所以呢，这个吉祥不吉祥的这个征兆呢，可以通过这个自然的某些方面来能够看出来。
Also in the Bhagavatam, in the chapter of Lord Krishna's disappearance, there's a description of the inauspicious symptoms that took place at the time of Lord Krishna's disappearance.
而且呢，就是在《圣涅婆迦瓦坛》当中呢，当 Krishna 隐迹的时候呢，就是也是描述了这个不吉祥的这些征兆的这些出现。
So this can be seen in nature.
所以呢，这些是可以通过这个大自然的这种现象来看出来的。
And of course, in the villages, in the countryside, people are more trained to know the auspicious and inauspicious symptoms as manifested in nature. Because they depend upon nature for their existence. So they are more sensitive.
所以呢，就是这些村庄的这些居民呢，通常的话呢，他们是可以通过这个大自然的这些征兆，然后来判断出是吉祥或者不吉祥，因为他们就是更多的依赖于这个大自然。
In the city, we don't notice these things because people just depend on technology.
在这个城市里面呢，我们很多人对此并不知晓，因为城市里的人呢，基本上都是依赖这种科技技术。
But in the countryside, then people are more sensitive because they depend upon nature for their livelihood, and therefore they learn to read, you know, the weather. They learn to read the stars. They learn to read the auspicious and inauspicious symptoms and things.
但是呢，基本上居住在这个村庄的这些村民们。通常来说，他们就是说对于这个天象，特别的敏感。他们呢对自然的发生的这些变化，就是感知力很强，因为他们的这个生存就是依赖于这个自然的。那么他们也通过就是比如说观天象啊，观这个天气呀，还有这个星象呀等等，他们就可以看出来到底是吉祥或者不吉祥的。这些征兆，所以呢，他们就可以由此而了解。
I presume in China, at least before, probably people living in the countryside, at least the educated people, they had this understanding also.
我就是在这呢，就是在中国之前的这些人们呢，通常的话，他们就是更受过这个教育一些，然后呢，他们可以，就是说能够。You mean the people who are educated, they can
the ones who live in the countryside, at least the ones who are educated, probably they would know.
就是说那些居住在这些农村庄的。那些尤其是受过教育的，就是中国的古代的一些人呢，他们 可以就是知道预测天象。
So anyway, all of a sudden in the Nanda Maharaj and others, they notice all these natural, inauspicious symptoms.
所以呢 ,Nanda Maharaj 以及 Vrindavan 的居民呢他们就很自然的就是观测到了就是说这个自然的这种不吉祥的这些征兆。
They had all gathered in Nanda Maharaj's home in order to eat the feast on the occasion of Balaram's appearance day.
然后呢这些文达文的居民呢因为是在这个巴拉玛拉玛的显现日所以呢他们都聚集在这个 Nanda Maharaj 的家里。
For the feast.
进行这个大餐。
And then they all saw these inauspicious symptoms, so they understood something must be wrong.
他们呢都已经看到了这种不吉祥的征兆的发生所以呢他们当时就想着肯定是某些不好的事情要发生了。
So they became very worried. And they felt it must be related to Krishna somehow.
所以他们变得非常的这个焦虑而且呢他们感觉肯定这都是跟 Krishna 有关的。
So, you know, although they had all gathered for the birthday feast for Lord Balaram, because of all these auspicious symptoms, they all left the residence in order to find out what was going on.
所以呢，就是虽然他们都是就是聚集在一起，是为了能够参与这个主巴拉拉玛的这个大餐的这个庆祝。但是呢，当他们看到这个不吉祥征兆的发生的时候呢，他们都离开了这个地方。然后呢，他们想要知道到底是发生了什么情景。
So how did they know where Krishna was? They don't know where Krishna was. He could be anywhere.
所以他们怎么知道 Krishna 这个时候在哪里呢？那么Krishna 可能在任何的地方。
Because Krishna leaves in the morning about 8:30, and now it's about 12:30, so that's 4 hours. He could be anywhere. So how do they know where to go?
因为 Krishna 一般是早上八点半的时候就出去了，现在呢已经是12:30左右了，已经过去了4个小时。那么这个时候 Krishna 有可能在任何的地方，他们如何知道 Krishna 到底在哪呢？
So they follow his footprints.
所以呢，他们就沿着 Krishna 的这个足印。
We have already discussed this before. On the bottom of Krishna's lotus feet, he has some special marks, special symbols.
就是呢，我们之前也给大家提到过，就是在 Krishna 他莲花足的这个底部呢，是有一些标志的。
And the dust in Vrindavan is very soft, even now.If you go, you can experience that.
而且呢，文达温的尘土是非常的这个非常的细软的，所以呢，即便你们现在去文达温的话，你们也能够感受到这一点。
So they could tell, and so when Krishna would step in the dust, it would leave the imprints of his lotus feet, which all the Vrindavan residents would recognize.
所以呢，当 Krishna 他就是经过这些尘土的时候呢，那么他莲花主上的这些印记就留在了上面。所以呢 ，Vrindavan 的居民呢，他们都认得出 Krishna 的这个足印。
And it says the Bhagavatam tells us that even when the animals and others, when they would see these imprints, nobody would step on them because they knew these are Krishna's imprints and no one would step on them.
所以呢在博迦瓦坛当中描述说就是文达温的居民甚至是那些动物们就是只要看到是 Krishna 的这个莲花足印在这个踏过这个尘土的话他们都不会再踏上不会就是说踏在这个 Krishna 莲花足印上因为他们是知道这是 Krishna 的莲花足印。
So Nanda Maharaj and others,That is how they could find out where Krishna was by following his footprints.
所以呢，这就是 Nanda Maharaj 以及其他的文达文居民，他们如何知道 Krishna 去了哪里？就是通过 去追随他的这个莲花烛印。
So following, they came to this part of the Jamuna River.
所以呢，他们就一直沿着 Krishna 的这个足迹来到了这个亚穆纳河岸边。
And then they saw what was going on.
然后他们就看到了就是目前正在上演的一幕。
And again, we can sort of imagine the scene. Again, Kaliya is a very fearful, ferocious looking serpent with many hoods. And then Krishna is this tender, you know, 4-year-old, 5-year-old child, all tied up, in Kaliya's coils.
所以呢，就是描述说呢，这个卡利亚蛇呢，让人看起来特别的，就是心生恐惧。那么，而且它又是有那么多个头棚，这么一个庞然大物。然后呢，小奎斯纳呢却这么的柔弱，然后呢，卡利亚蛇就紧紧的缠着这个奎斯纳。
So the cowherd boys and others on the bank of the Jamuna, they were already more or less.Unconscious due to worry and fear for Krishna's safety.
所以呢，就是在亚穆纳河岸边就是原本已经就是在的这些牧牛这些牧牛童们，他们呢由于就是过于担心、焦虑以及害怕Krishna， 所以呢，他们。害怕 Krishna 的这个近况，所以呢，他们就几乎是待在原地，什么都做不了。
And therefore, when Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda Devi and the others, when they saw, they also became grief-stricken.
所以呢，就是当 Nanda Maharaj、Yasoda 以及其他的这些文南的居民。当他们看到这一幕的时候呢，他们也是就是一下子就是目瞪口呆了。
Remember, although due to their affection for Krishna, as we have many times discussed, due to their affection for Krishna, they don't see him as the supreme, all-powerful Godhead. They just see him as their little child or their friend or something like this.
因为由于他们对 Krishna 的这个喜爱之情呢，他们并不把 Krishna 看成是至尊人格守神反而就是认为 Krishna 就是他们的孩子，是他们的朋友。
Even though they have seen Krishna kill this demon and that demon, but their affection always covers their It always covers them. So they just always find some other reason how and why Krishna was able to kill this demon or kill that demon.
就说虽然他们也看到了 Krishna 就是杀掉这些恶魔的这些情景，但是呢，由于他们对 Krishna 的这份喜爱之情，他们始终其实是被覆盖着的所以呢，他们总能找到这个理由来解释为什么 Krishna 杀死了这些恶魔，以及怎样杀死了这些恶魔的。
So when they saw what was going on, they also went into shock.
所以呢，当他们看到就是目前发生的这一幕的时候呢，他们也非常的震惊。
It said that when they first came, they asked the boys, "How did this happen?"
事实上，当他们刚来到这个地方的时候，他们就问那些男孩，怎么会上演这一幕情景？
Did Kaliya drag Krishna into the water?
是不是卡利亚就是把 Krishna 拖到了这个河水里？
Did he jump in himself?
Krishna 自己跳到的河里。
Was it his idea or was it someone else's idea that he do this?
到底是他自己的想法还是其他人的想法？他目前在上演的这一幕。
But the cowherd boys, they were again so distressed they couldn't answer.
但是呢，这些牧牛童由于他们过度的悲伤，甚至都回答不上来。
In the meantime, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
In the meantime, Balaram was smiling.
同时呢，巴拉拉玛却面带微笑。
Everyone was in complete anxiety.
就每个人都处在这种完全的焦虑之中。
But Balaram was smiling.
但是呢，唯独巴拉拉玛却微笑着。
So when everyone saw Balaram was smiling, they felt a little bit relaxed.
当他们看到这个巴拉拉玛的笑容的时候呢，就是每一个人多多少少就放松了一些。
Because they thought, well, if he is not worried, then that might mean Krishna will be okay.
因为他们想啊，如果巴拉拉玛并不为此而焦虑的话呢，那么Krishna 就不会有什么大问题。
He doesn't seem to be worried. He's smiling very peacefully. So maybe that means Krishna will finally be all right.
所以呢，巴拉拉玛看起来他并不焦虑，他只是微笑着，那么的平和。所以呢，这说明就是 Krishna 应该不会有什么问题。
So they felt a little bit peaceful, but still.Very worried for Krishna's safety.
所以呢，他们呢就是感受到了一点这种平和，但是呢，仍然非常焦虑 Krishna 的这种安危。
And Balaram was smiling for another reason also.
而且呢，巴拉拉玛的微笑呢，还有另外一层含义。
Last week we heard how another form of Lord Balaram is Sheshanaga.
我们上周呢也提到了，就是主巴拉拉玛他有另外一种形体是 Seshanaga。
He is the snake form.
他有这种蛇的这个形体。
And as we know, he is the bedstead, right? He is the bedstead and shelter for the Lord in his different expansions.
所以呢，他以不同的他的这种扩展呢，可以成为主的这种所躺的这个床，还有就是他的其他的这种方式。
So he was thinking.Krishna never plays with me like this.
他当时就想着 ，Krishna 从来没有以此方式跟我这样玩耍过。
For me, he just lies on me. He doesn't do anything else.
对于他对于我来说呢，他只是躺在我的这个蛇床上面。他没有就是做过这样的事情。
But with this, you know, mundane, envious snake, Krishna is playing so happily.
但是呢，就是跟这么一个非常具有嫉妒的这么一条毒蛇 ，Krishna 呢却在跟他在进行嬉戏。
But with me, he never does this.
但是呢，跟我他从来没有这么玩过。
So he was smiling for this reason also.
所以呢，他的这个微笑呢，还蕴含着这么一个含义。
So it says that when the you know Nanda Maharaj, Yasoda Devi, and the others when they first came to the Jamuna River, many of them ran or wanted to run into the water to try and help Krishna.
就说呢 ，Nanda Maharaj 亚苏他妈妈以及文达文的居民呢，当他们据说来到这个亚木纳河岸边的时候呢，他们看到了这一幕，甚至 都想自己亲自就是跳到这个河水里面去帮助 Krishna.
So some of them, Balaram physically stopped.
就是呢 ，Balarama 呢，就是亲身阻止了其中一些人这样做。
Others, he stopped them by telling them, "Don't go."
其他人呢，主 Balarama 就是呢，通过告诉他们不要这样做，然后阻止了他们。
And others, just by his reassuring glance, he didn't say anything. Others, just by his reassuring glance, they understood. No need to go in, or they shouldn't go in.
另外一些人呢，就是他们仅仅就是通过这个主巴拉拉玛的他的这种真实的这种瞥视，他们就已经理解到了，就是他们就不再就是跳入到这个河水中。
And he also told them.
他也告诉他们说。
Remember, during the naming ceremony, Gargamuni, the guru, told us, "You will always be protected by this child. He will release you from all danger."
然后呢？这个时候呢，主巴拉拉玛他也提醒了他们说，还记得就是在这个起名仪式上吗？这个我们的 Guru God Moni 呢，他就说，你们会一直得到这个孩子的这个保护的，他会保护你们免于一切的这个危难的。
So don't worry that Krishna will be in danger. The Guru, our Guru told us, he will protect us all from danger. So how will he succumb to danger?Just be patient.
所以呢，巴拉拉玛就安抚他们说，因为我们的咕噜就已经这么给我们说了，就是呢，他会一直保护我们免于所有的这些危难。那么他自己怎么可能会陷入到这么一种危机当中呢
？And if you all go into the water, you will die from the poison, or maybe you will drown. And then when Krishna comes back, who will take care of him?
那么如果你们跳到这个河中的话呢，由于这个河水的这么一种毒性，你们可能会死去，或者是会那个溺死。那么当 Krishna 他在返回到岸边的时候呢，谁来照顾他呢
？So in this way, he in different ways he stopped them from entering into the water.
所以呢，就以这些方式主。巴拉拉玛就阻止了这些人他们想要跳入到这个河水当中。
So of course Krishna was observing all of this, behaving like a helpless child in the coils of Kaliya serpent.
当然了，就是 Krishna 呢，他就像一个无助的孩子一样，就是他被这个蛇身所缠绕着，他呢其实在观察着所发生的这一切。
And he was observing everything that was going on.
他呢就在注视着所发生的这一切。
Then he understood that if he doesn't free himself soon, then really the residents of Vrindavan they might die because of their worry for me.
但是呢 ，Krishna 他就理解到就是。如果他不能很快将自己脱身的话呢，那么稳达温的居民就会由于对他的这种焦虑而死去。
So then he decided, okay, now is the time.
所以呢，这个时候 Krishna 就决定现在就是说时机到了，应该让自己脱身了。
It is said that he remained like a helpless child in the coils for 48 minutes for one muhurta.
就是描述说呢 ，Krishna 他让他自己就是缠在这个蛇身，被蛇身所缠绕着，就是整整48分钟，就是一个muhurta的一个时间。
Like we have, you may have, right? We have this term muhurta.Yeah, let's write it.
Muhurta
is a time.
模糊的呢，指的就是时间。
It's a time of 48 minutes.
它呢就是48分钟的一个时间段。
You may have heard, so the day is made up of different muhurtas.
我们的一天呢，其实是由不同的这个 muhurta 组成。
And the different times in the day, they have different influences.
就是一天当中的不同的这个时间段呢，它就是也会产生不同的影响。
So the morning, there's one muhurta, Brahma muhurta.
在清晨时分呢，有一个就是 Brahma muhurta 的一个时段。
I'm just writing that for you.
嗯。
So that's why we are encouraged to wake up during the Brahma Muhurta time.
这就是我们都受到鼓励，应当在这个 Brahma Muhurta 的时段来起床。
And that's the Mangalartik time.
这呢也是进行蒙格拉阿蒂的一个时段。
That's the Mangalartik time. The Brahma, so it's the most auspicious muhurta.
所以呢，这是最吉祥的一个时段。
And therefore, it is considered, it's the most auspicious time of the day for spiritual practice.
所以呢，这个时段呢，被视为是灵修的一个最佳时段。
Brahma Muhurta. Normally, it's about 1 or 1.5 hours before sunrise.
通常就是在这个日出之前的1到1.5小时。
Brahma Muhurta. So it's the most auspicious time of the day, and we are encouraged to wake up at this time because it's the most auspicious time of the day and very good, the best time of the day for spiritual practices.
所以呢，就是 Brahma Muhurta 的这个时间段呢，它就是在日出之前的1到1.5小时左右。这个时间段呢，就说。我们都受到鼓励，应该在这个时候起床，因为这是我们这个进行灵修的一个最佳时段。
So, Krishna remained like a helpless child in the coils of Kaliya for one muhurta, which is approximately 48 minutes.
所以呢 ，Krishna 呢，他就被这个蛇身缠绕着，像一个无助的小孩一样。就这样待了就是48分钟左右，就一个模糊大的一个时间。
And then because he could see how the residents and Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda Devi, how they were becoming more and more worried. So he felt, oh, I shouldn't make them worry any longer. Like this.
所以呢当Krishna 他看到Nanda Maharaj、亚瑟达妈妈以及文达温的这些居民们，由于看到他的这个情景变得越来越焦虑的时候呢，他当时就想，我不应该让他们再继续这样焦虑了。
So he expanded himself. He expanded himself, and then Kaliya could no longer.Keep him tied up.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他就扩展了自己。这个时候呢，卡利亚蛇就无法再把他给缠起来。
And then Krishna told him, so Krishna freed himself from Kaliya.
然后呢 ，Krishna 就把他自己脱身于这个卡利亚时。
And Krishna told him, "Oh, you have shown me your strength for this time. Now I will show you my strength."
Krishna 就对他说呢，你刚才向我展示了你的力量，现在呢，我将向你展示我的力量。
So Krishna freed himself from Kaliya and began moving around this way and that way.
所以呢 ，Krishna 将他自己就是从卡利亚时啊脱身，然后呢，他就开始四处的，就说在四处的，就是来回走动。
Of course, Krishna was much smaller, so it was much easier for him to move, and he could move more quickly also. Kaliya was a big serpent, so moving around was a little bit troublesome.
当然了，由于 Krishna 他的这个身躯非常的这种娇小，所以呢，他可以就是视同移动的话是非常的迅速。而卡利亚蛇呢，它是这么一个庞然大物，所以它要是四处移动的话呢，就会有一些麻烦。
So Krishna was moving because of his small size. He was moving so quickly and so easily, and Kaliya was trying to follow him here and there.He became tired.
由于 Krishna 的他的这个体型呢，非常的这个娇小，所以呢，他可以移动呢，非常的迅速，而且很容易。但是呢，卡利亚蛇呢，它就是追随着这个 Krishna， 它的这个移动就是非常的慢。Krishna 就是四处的来回的，就是转动。卡利亚蛇呢就感到非常的吃力。
Krishna was going like in a circle clockwise, anti-clockwise, this way and that way, and Kaliya was turning this way and that way, trying to bite him, but of course cannot. And then gradually, Kaliya became more and more tired.
Krishna 的他就是以这种绕圈的这种方式来就是转动，他有时候顺时针，有时候逆时针，你就这么来回转着。然后呢就是卡利亚蛇呢，因为他要就是追着这个 Krishna， 想要咬住 Krishna， 所以对卡利亚蛇来说呢，其实是非常费劲的。当他这样就是不断折腾之后呢，他又觉得非常的疲惫。
SoAfter seeing that Kaliya had become tired, then Krishna jumped on his hood.
所以当看到卡利亚蛇就是已经精疲力尽的时候呢 ，Krishna 他就跳到了这个卡利亚蛇的这个头棚上。
Because Kaliya was already tired, so his hoods were not so high up in the air. They had already begun to bend down.
因为就是卡利亚蛇它有比较疲惫了，所以呢它的这个头棚呢就不像之前那么就是一直高高的在上，它有一些就是低了下来。
So then it was easier for Krishna to climb on his hood.
所以呢这个时候呢对于 Krishna 来说呢，就是爬到他的一个头棚上就非常容易。
And then as we know the famous pastime and the famous pictures.Krishna began to dance on the hoods of Kaliya, jumping from hood to hood.
我们大家都看到过，就是这个特别出名的这个著名的这个逍遥时光，以及大家都见到的这么一个图片，就是 Krishna 他就开始在卡利亚的这些不同的头棚上跳来跳去。
When Krishna was dancing on one hood, then another hood.Of Kaliya would try to bite him, and then Krishna would jump on that hood and dance, and then another hood because he had 100 main hoods. So when one of the hoods tried to attack Krishna, Krishna just jumped on it and began to dance with his lotus feet.
所以呢 ，Krishna 先跳到他的一个头棚上，然后呢，卡利亚蛇呢就用他的另外一个头棚想要去咬 Krishna。这个时候呢 ，Krishna 就跳到他想要这个卡利亚蛇想要咬 Krishna 的这个头棚上，因为这个卡利亚蛇呢，它都有上百个这样主要的头棚，所以呢，就是 每当他的一个头棚想要去攻击 Krishna 的时候呢 ，Krishna 就跳到这个头棚上，开始在上面起舞。
And Krishna is dancing, of course. Everything Krishna does is beautiful. So even his dancing on the hoods of the snake was very beautiful.
嗯，因为Krishna 的所做的一切都是极其美妙的。所以即便是 Krishna 在这个蛇的头棚上起舞也是非常美妙的。
And if Kaliya tried to raise a hood, Krishna would by force step on it and dance it down.
如果就是卡利亚蛇他想要抬起他的这个头棚的时候呢 ,Krishna 就使劲的压低他的这个头棚然后呢在上面起舞。
So in that sense, he was forcing Kaliya to surrender by force.
所以呢就以此方式 ,Krishna 就强迫着卡利亚蛇就是皈依。
No free will. In this case, no free will. Krishna was just forcing him to become humble, to lower his hood.
啊，就是呢，在这种情况下呢，就是 Krishna 没有给卡利亚蛇任何的这个自由意志，他就是强迫着卡利亚蛇变得这个谦卑，而且低下他的头棚。
So by this time, the demigods, some of the devatas had come to see and they began to play the instruments in time of Krishna's dancing on the hoods of Kaliya.
嗯，所以呢，这个时候呢，半身人他们就前来观看这一幕。同时呢，就是在 Krishna 在卡利亚蛇的这个头棚上起舞的时候呢，他们就为 Krishna 伴奏着这个乐器。
So as Krishna was dancing on the heads from Kaliya's mouths and nose, his poison and blood was coming from his nose and mouth.
嗯，所以呢，当 Krishna 在上面起舞的时候呢，这个卡利亚蛇的这个毒液就从他的这个口里这个鼻子里面冒了出来。
So as he was dancing. As the Lord was dancing, he was purifying Kaliya of his envy and anger. And that was literally, that was coming out of his body in the form of his poison and the blood.
嗯，所以呢，就是当 Krishna 在他的这个舌头上面起舞的时候呢，就是由于他的这种嫉妒愤怒呢，就是让他所产生的这些毒液呢，然后呢就开始以一种液体的这种形式，开始从他的这个躯体里面流了出来，就是这些毒液以及这些血液。
Literally, his was being purified.
就是呢，literally.
Literally means.You could actually see, you could see it happening.
就是呢，我们就是可以用眼睛可以看到，就是说卡利亚蛇呢，它就是通过它的就是毒液和血液，流了出来。
And then gradually, he, as he was becoming purified in this way by the Lord's dancing on his heads.Gradually, he began to understand Krishna's greatness.
就随着 Krishna 在他的这个头棚上面起舞，他逐步的得到进化之后呢，他可以能够就是明白的，原来 Krishna 就是这个至尊主。
The Bhagavatam tells us that, As we have already heard, Kaliya's wives, they're devotees of Krishna.
瓦丹中告诉我们说，卡利亚蛇的妻子们，他们都是奉献者。
And in the past, they told their husband about Krishna.
在过去的时候呢，他们曾告诉过他们的丈夫有关 Krishna。
So they planted the seed. They planted the seed of devotion in his heart.
所以呢，那个时候呢，他们就在卡利亚蛇的这个心中播下了这个奉爱的种子。
But because he had so much envy and pride, it was not manifesting.
但是呢，由于这个卡利亚蛇呢，他有那么多的嫉妒以及骄傲，所以呢，当时呢，这些并没有展示出来。
And because of his offenses also.
而且由于他的这种冒犯。
What were his offenses? His offenses to Garuda. We'll speak more about that later. And more recently, his offenses to the residents of Vrindavan.
他的冒犯是什么呢？就是他对于这个 Garuda 的冒犯，而且呢，也有他对于 Vrindavan 居民的冒犯。
So
我们后面的时候会讲到这一点。
So even though he had the seed of bhakti or love.For Krishna, appreciation for Krishna in his heart, given by his wives, it was not very strong. It was very covered because of his evil qualities and the result of his offenses.
所以呢，就是尽管由于就是他的妻子之前的话呢，给予了他这种奉爱的这个种子，或者说对 Krishna 爱、对 Krishna 欣赏的这么一个种子，但是呢，并不是很强壮，还是比较柔弱的，被覆盖着，由于他的这种嫉妒以及冒犯。
But by Krishna's dancing on his hoods, he was being purified of all of this.
但是呢，通过 Krishna 在他的头棚上起舞，他这所有的一切不洁都被得到净化了。
Visibly, right? You could see all the poison coming out. So it was a visible purification.
所以呢，就是非常显而易见的，就是我们大家都可以看到他的这种进化。
Then he gradually began to understand.
所以呢，他就开始就是理解了，就是 Krishna 的这个地位。
And he thought.He thought,
他就开始想，他想。
In the past, my wives told me about this person, Krishna.
过去呢，我的妻子曾跟我讲过，有关 Krishna 这个人。
So he must, this must be Krishna.
那么他肯定就是 Krishna。
And he is kindly.Purifying me.
他现在这么友善的，就是净化了我。
So I should take shelter of him.
所以呢，我应该托庇于他。
The wives of Kaliya, they were not very happy with his demoniac activities.
卡利亚蛇的妻子们呢，对卡利亚的这种恶魔般的行为呢，并不为此感到高兴。
But remember, Kaliya didn't stop them from being devotees of Krishna, so they didn't leave him.
但是呢，就是卡利亚蛇呢，并没有阻止他的妻子们成为奉献者，所以呢，卡利亚蛇的妻子们并没有离开卡利亚。
As we all know, in your country, there are many.Female devotees whose husbands are not devotees, and sometimes they wonder or question, "What should I do?"
所以呢，就在我们的国家呢，我们知道有很多的这个女性的奉献者，然后呢，就是他们的这个丈夫呢，可能就是并不是奉献者，这个时候呢，他们就会疑惑或者会询问他们在家庭生活当中应该怎么办。
But here we see the wives of Kaliya was a horrible person, but they didn't leave him.
卡利亚 is a
horrible person. A horrible
yeah.
snake, right? Envious,
yeah.
pride, you know, everything.
Yeah. 就是在这里呢，我们可以看到，其实卡利亚蛇呢，它是非常就是可怕的、令人恐惧的一个生物。但是呢，卡利亚的妻子们并没有离开他。
And he didn't stop them from being devotees of Krishna.
而且呢，他也没有阻止他的妻子们成为 Krishna 的奉献者。
And in fact, as we heard, they planted the seed of bhakti within his heart, which now, after a long time, now was becoming manifested.
而且呢，事实上呢，就是卡利亚的妻子们之前呢，曾在卡利亚的内心当中为他播下过这个方爱的种子，所以呢，就在此时此刻啊，这个方爱的种子它就是展现了出来。
It didn't manifest for a while.
它呢就是很长时间的有一段时间都没有展示。
But now, because of Krishna's purifying Kaliya, that seed of bhakti began to become uncovered due to his purification, and he became regretful, and his understanding of Krishna.Increased and such and such.
所以呢，由于现在呢，就是他被 Krishna 所净化了，所以呢，之前在他内心中播下的这种分爱的种子就得以复苏，就不是在被覆盖的这种情况。所以呢，卡利亚他就变得非常的懊恼，然后呢，他越来越多的去觉悟到了 Krishna， 理解了 Krishna。
So initially.When Krishna began to chastise Kaliya, they felt, just let him die. That's what they felt in the beginning.
就在最初的时候呢，就是当 Krishna 他这样做的时候呢，他们感觉到就是将要几乎就是有一点想要失去的感觉。
No.They thought, let Kaliya die.
Oh, you mean Kaliya's wife?
Yes, Kaliya's wife thought,
okay.
Let him die. He is such a horrible snake and envious and angry. If he's going to die, then yes, let Krishna kill him. This is what they thought in the beginning.
Okay.就在最开始的时候呢，卡利亚的妻子当时想呢，因为卡利亚实是做这么一个可怕恐惧的这么一个生物，所以呢Krishna 惩罚他就让他就是死去也没有什么。
But then they saw that gradually their husband Kaliya, they could, because they're his wife, so they know what's going on. They could see that he was changing.
但是呢，逐步的，当他们就是看到，当 Krishna 就是惩罚沙卡利亚什之后呢，这个卡利亚什他的这种变化，因为他是他们的妻子，他可以看到这一点，所以呢，他们就内心的这个想法也发生了改变。
They could see that because of Krishna dancing on his head, he had become purified, and he.Was understanding Krishna.
所以呢，卡利亚的妻子们可以看到，由于就是 Krishna 在他上面起舞呢，就是净化了他。然后呢，这个时候呢，他就可以理解到就是 Krishna.
And they could see he became a devotee. Also, now, finally, after such a long time.Finally, he's becoming a devotee. They could see this happening. They could feel it happening.
所以呢，最终呢，卡利亚的妻子们，他们可以看到或感受的，就是终于卡利亚时可以转变成，就是愿意成为奉献者了。
Then they initially they felt just let him die, but now they felt, oh, now he has changed. Let us protect him. Now we can.Ask Krishna to leave him.
所以呢，在刚开始的时候呢，卡利亚池的妻子们就想，那么就让他死去就好。然后呢，当他们看到卡利亚池自身的这个转变之后呢，这个时候他们就改变了他们的想法，他们就决定去保护卡利亚池。
So they came together to pray to Krishna.
所以呢，他们就聚集在一起，他们向 Krishna 祈祷。
So, let us stop here.
让我们今天就讲到这儿。
Because then, yeah, so we can then finish next week. The prayers of the wives of Kaliya, and then some prayers of Kaliya, and such and such. We can finish that next week.
所以呢，我们下周的时候呢，会讲到就是卡利亚妻子的卡利亚蛇的祈祷。
But I think one thing we can understand, purification is painful.
但是呢，我们能够理解，从中理解到的一点就是，净化其实是一个痛苦的一个过程。
Kaliya is being purified was very painful.
卡利亚神呢，在他进化过程当中呢，是带着这种非常痛苦的这个体验的。
But after the poison was removed, then he understood Krishna. He became a proper devotee.
但是呢，当就是他的这些毒液，就是被消失之后呢，他就开始理解到 Krishna， 他就成为了一个合适的一个恰当的奉献者。
So in our spiritual journey, if we want to be purified from the poison in our heart and the envy, then we should expect some pain.
所以呢，同样就是在我们的灵修生活当中呢，如果我们想要得到净化的话呢，就是我们内心中去清除掉这些anatta不好的品质的话呢，我们应该期待会经历一定的这种阵痛的。
And the pain can manifest in different ways.
而这种痛苦呢，它会通过不同的方式体现出来。
Maybe some physical pain because of some sickness, maybe some emotional pain because of some broken heart or something, maybe some mental pain because of anxiety, etc.
所以呢，我们这些痛苦的体验呢，可能通过我们的躯体这个生病体现出来，也可能通过我们的这个就是遭遇这种心碎的一种情感的体现，也可能是通过我们变得这个非常的焦虑这样的一种就是情绪的一种体验。
You may have heard in this material world there are three kinds of suffering.
大家可能都听说过，就是在这个物质世界呢，有三种种类的痛苦。
Adi Motika.Adi Bhautika, Adhyatmika. Sorry, just let me check.
大家稍等一下呀，就是月亮宝都在打出来这个三种痛苦的这个范文。
Adi Bhautika, what's Adi Bhautika? Is that other living entities or from ourselves? Do you remember?
Adi Bhautika.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, Adi Bhautika means caused by other living entities.
嗯，adiabatica 就是说有其他生物体带来的这种痛苦。
Might be a mosquito, it might be a fly, it might be a family member, might be another devotee. But suffering caused by other living entities.
就是有其他生物体的带来的痛苦呢，可能是比如说一只蚊子啊，一只苍蝇，或者是我们的家庭成员，甚至可能是奉献者给我们带来的痛苦。
Then we have adhyatmika.
然后呢，我们有第二种类的这种痛苦。
Adhyatmika.
哦。Adhyatmik.
Yes.
就是说由我们自身的这个躯体心意或者是我们的这个情绪给我们带来的痛苦。
This is from ourself, our own body, our own mind.
所以呢这就是我们自身带来的痛苦。
And then adidaivika.
还有就是 adidaivika, 就是有这个自然界的这种灾难，这种暴风以及冷酷的严寒的这个天气，还有酷热等等。
These are the categories of suffering in this world.
所以呢，这就属于这个世界上不同的这种痛苦的一些种类。
So we, anyway, we're in the material world. We have to experience this, whoever we are.
不管怎么说，不管我们是谁每一个在物质世界的人都需要经历这些不同的痛苦。
Devotee or not devotee, it's the material world. And in the material world, these are the kinds of sufferings that we experience.
不管是奉献者还是非奉献者，就是我们只要在这个物质世界上，我们就注定会经历这三种不同的痛苦。
With Krishna consciousness, we know how to understand them properly.
就是如果有 Krishna 知觉的话呢，我们就知道应该如何恰当的去理解他们。
We know how to deal with them properly. Without Krishna consciousness, then we just suffer. We don't learn anything.
我们拥有 Krishna 知觉的话呢，我们就可以恰当的方式去面对、去处理这些痛苦。但是呢，如果我们没有 Krishna 知觉的话呢，我们就只能受苦，我们从中却学不到什么。
For the normal materialistic person, they just suffer. They may or may not learn anything.
对于就是普通的物质主义者来说的话呢，他们可能只是受苦而已，他们可能从中学不到觉悟不到什么。
But for the sincere devotee, then Krishna uses these sufferings to purify us from our poison and to learn something more.
所以呢，对于真诚的奉献者来说呢，Krishna 会让我们通过这些痛苦、这些受苦的情况呢，来净化我们的就是这些毒素，然后呢，让我们从中学到更多的一些教导。
And sometimes it's painful.
有些时候真的是蛮痛苦的。
But we shouldn't complain. We should learn to deal with it and.Thank Krishna for removing the poison from our hearts.
但是呢，我们不应该为此而抱怨，我们应该就是说，去感恩 Krishna， 就是他，就是为了能够净化我们，就是为我们移除了这些毒液。
And it will come in these three ways: either from other living beings, either from ourselves, or just from, you know, the natural disturbances.
这些痛苦呢，通常的话会以这三种方式而来就是要么就是通过就是他人其他生物体给我们的 痛苦，要么是通过我们自身，要么就是通过这种自然界的这种灾难而来。
And like Kaliya, it will be painful. But through this, like him, we will also learn. We will also learn and become humble in our behavior.
就像这个卡利亚石一样，就是他的这个进化的过程是非常的痛苦的。但是呢，就是我们应该就是从中学到就是其中的这个教导。我们应该就是说能够从中变得更加的这个谦卑，拥有恰当的这种行为举止。
So this is our path. This is our spiritual path. We take it as we are taught. We are taught.To take these things as Krishna's mercy to help us forward, and we don't need to blame this one and blame that one. We just try to learn and go forward.
所以呢，我们这就是我们的灵修之路。我们应该把这些痛苦视为是 Krishna 的仁慈，帮助我们在前进。我们应该从中学到相应的教导，以继续前进。
Okay, so let's finish here.
所以呢，我们今天就讲到这儿。看我们的问题。第一个问题 ，YY 手机新人 ，Hare Krishna， 顶白法布，今天是 Ekadashi， 可是昨天听一位年长奉献的说，昨天就是 Ekadashi， 但是不适合戒食，今天才可以戒食，请教法布是这样的吗？
Just look at your calendar.
就看一下你的日历。
Just follow what your calendar says.
就只是按照这个上面日历所说的去做。
In Hong Kong, Ekadashi is today.
在香港 ，Ekadashi 日是今天。
In where you are, when is Ekadashi, Jamuna Priya?
Also today.
Yeah, so sometimes depending upon calculations and depending upon where you are, sometimes there might be a different one day with a codicy. But oftentimes it's the same, but sometimes it's different.
就是有时候呢，由于这个所处的地方不一样呢，这种计算出来的这个日期呢，可能会稍微有一天的一个差别。但是通常情况下呢，是艾卡达西是同一天的。
So, yeah. So what does your calendar say? You just follow.
所以的你所在地区的这个就是这个日历上所写的应该怎么做，你就遵守就可以了。
I believe it's a codicy. Shati Mataji, is it a codicy in your place today in Shenyang?
Yes,
Kapo.
Shati.
Yeah. So yeah, It's probably the same in most places today. So just look at the calendar and follow accordingly.
所以呢，就是基本上可能今天就是大部分地区都是今天是艾卡达西日，你就只需要按照这个日历上所写的，然后呢去遵守就可以了。
Okay, next.
Next, 顶图图，莫克提达翠。顶拜见的月亮法布有这样一种说法，如果一个人如果嫉妒心和嗔恨心比较重的话，下一世可能会获得蛇的躯体。嫉妒的本质是什么？人为什么会嫉妒呢？怎么去除嫉妒心呢
？Yes, it might be true if.Someone is very envious in the next life. Yes, they might become a poisonous snake or some other poisonous creature.
是的，如果一个人他内心中就充满着就是这个嫉妒心这个嗔恨的话呢，那么他下一世的话呢，可能就会变成一条毒蛇，或者是一个剧毒的一个生物体。
Or they might just become a human being, but be more envious. Envy leads to more envy. Anger leads to more anger. Pride leads to more pride. It just goes downwards like that.
或者是下一世他 也可能是投生为人，但是呢他变得更加的这种嫉妒愤怒，更加的这个骄傲，就是他的这些不好的品质就变得更加的恶劣。
And in this way, the living being goes more and more down into lower and lower species of life.
这样的话呢，就是生物体它就不断的堕落，一直堕落到这些低等的生命种族当中。
So why or what is it? Why does it happen? We're all envious. That's why we're here in the material world. So we all have envy. It just manifests in different ways.
为什么会有嫉妒呢？其实我们在物质世界的每一个人我们都是充满着嫉妒的，只是说我们有不同程度的这种嫉妒而已，展现出来的嫉妒不同而已。
When it's really extreme, then we might become some poisonous creature.
如果就是嫉妒到这种极端了，可能就会成为其他的这个剧毒的这个生物体。
But we all have it.
但是呢，我们每个人其实都是有这个嫉妒的。
And what is it? Why is Krishna the center? Why not me?
这种嫉妒是什么呢？为什么 Krishna 是中心，是焦点？为什么不是我？
Why is he enjoying so nicely and not me?
为什么是 Krishna 就是他享受这么多，为什么不是我？
Why does he have so many girlfriends who love him and not me?
为什么 Krishna 拥有那么多爱他的女朋友而不是我？
Why does Krishna have such loving family and not me?
为什么 Krishna 拥有那么多Krishna 拥有这么有爱的这个家人，为什么不是我？
This is why we are here.To begin with, this is why we are in this material world.
这就是为什么我们就是开始在这个来到这个物质世界的原因。
So if we have that feeling for Krishna or for others, that's envy.
所以呢，如果我们对 Krishna 或者其他人怀有这种感受的话呢，那么这就是嫉妒。
We might see some devotee getting so much attention, and we might think, why are they getting all the attention and not me? I also did a lot of service. I'm also a devotee. Why do they get all the attention and not me?
有时候呢，我们可能会看到其他的奉献者得到更多的这种关注。那么我们可能就会想，我也做了很多的服务啊，我也是奉献者呢，为什么不是我得到更多的关注呢？
Very subtle, you know. It's very subtle sometimes. But that's the feeling. And we can all feel it. We can all feel it. When it's there, we can feel it.
其实有时候这种感受是蛮精微的，这是一种非常精微的感受。当我们有嫉妒在的时候，我们是可以感受到这种嫉妒的。
So how do we overcome? By hearing the pastime of Kaliya. That's one way.
我们如何克服嫉妒呢？就是一个方面呢，就是通过聆听卡利亚的这个逍遥时光。
But another way is to recognize that we have such feelings for others. We should recognize that and then pray to the Lord to help us remove this envious feeling towards others.
另外一点呢，我们也需要就是能够识别认出我们内心中存在的这个嫉妒。我们向主祈祷，他能够移除。我们的这种嫉妒。
And by praising and serving other Vaishnavas, then we can remove it also.
通过呢向其他的 Vaishnava 祈祷，为其他的 Vaishnava 服务，我们也可以就是说拿走净化这种嫉妒。
And when it's extreme, then we might become a cobra or something like this.
当就是他就是 变得非常极端的时候呢，我们可能就会甚至变成一只那个蝎子或者其他的生物体。
Okay, yeah. So that would be my answer. Well, we have to be we have to be aware of our introspection, right? We have to be introspective.
所以呢，我们应该变得内省，应该是不断的反省。
If we have that feeling towards others, then that is a manifestation of envy.
如果我们对其他人有这么一种感受的话呢，其实它就是一种嫉妒的一种展示。
And we can feel it. We know. If we are sincere, we will know. We can feel it.
如果我们真诚的话呢，就是我们能够感受到我们的这种嫉妒之情的，我们能够知晓这一点。
Okay, next.
下一个问题，Lalita, it's very long question.
Is it related?
Actually, she asked about the charity.Giving charity, the proper attitude giving charity.
Yeah, you can read for that question, you can read Bhagavad Gita. I think it's chapter 17. Krishna talks about charity in the three modes of nature.
就是呢，有关这个布施的这个方面呢，你可以阅读，就是佛家梵歌的第17章。Krishna 他谈论了这个三种形态的这个布施。
I believe it's chapter 17. Krishna describes different things in the three modes of nature, and he describes charity in the three modes of nature also.
他呢描述了这个不同种类的这个布施，这个三种处在三种形态的这个布施。
So you can read that. It's very clear. Srila Prabhupada, Krishna and Srila Prabhupada explains quite nicely.
所以呢，你可以来阅读这些诗节，帕巴德呢非常清晰的解释了这一些。
So yes.
So, that's all.
Yeah, let them read. The answer is there already. I don't have to repeat it, and it's not exactly related to the lesson.
所以呢，就是有关你这个话题的话呢，你就可以阅读这个佛家梵歌的刚才提到的这个第十七章的有关布施的这些诗节。再加上因为你这个主题呢跟我们今天讲课的主题并不是很相关，所以呢。我的这个回答，就说你去阅读这些诗节。
Okay, next.
下一个就是小薇，赶跑步，看到别人的嫉妒和愤怒，是不是保持沉默，为他们祈祷，且做好自己的休息就可以了
？Correct. Chanmo, what does Chanmo mean?
Keep silent.
Yes.
Keep silent.
Correct. Yes.
对的。
If you have a good relationship, if you are close, if you have some friendly, respectful relationship, then you can say something in a proper way.
是的，通常的话是这样子，保持沉默就可以了。但是呢，如果你跟对方有很好的关系，你们之间呢关系很亲密，彼此相互尊重的话呢，你也可以对他说一些有益的话语。
But you have to, you know, express yourself carefully, not blaming, but with compassion.
但是呢，你也需要恰当的去表达自己，不是进行谴责，而是带着怜悯去表达。
Remember, none of us are very.Pure, so we don't want to blame others for their weaknesses. Just like we don't like to be blamed for our weaknesses, we want to be helped. So in the same way for others, we shouldn't blame them for their troubles. We should be in the mood of compassion and want to help, not to blame.
所以呢，由于我们自身其实也不是那么的，就是进化纯粹，所以呢，我们就是看到别人的这些不好的方面呢，我们不应该去谴责别人，因为这也是我们自己希望别人对待我们自己的方式。当我们处在这种需要他人，当我们自己处在这种情绪当中的时候呢，我们也是希望其他人能够给我们提供一定的帮助，而不是谴责我们。所以同样呢，我们也要这样去对待其他人。就是当我们看到别人的问题的时候呢，我们就带着这种怜悯之心，以这种帮助他的这种心态，而不是去谴责他。
Whether it's envy or any other, we are also envious. Remember, it's not just the other person. We also. We shouldn't assume it's just other people and not us. We also.
当我们就是看到别人嫉妒的时候，其实呢，我们自身也是具有这个嫉妒心的，就是我们不能光是看到别人有嫉妒，我们也要看到自己。
But we should pray for ourselves also. And not just pray for other people, but pray for ourselves too.
我们呢不光是为他人而祈祷，我们也要为自己而祈祷，因为我们自己内心也有嫉妒。
We may or may not acknowledge, but it's there. It's there. We just have to be more aware.
我们可能目前还没有意识到，没有觉察到，但是呢，嫉妒还是在那。内心当中，我们只需要变得更加的，就是能够自觉到它。
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I think. Oh, there are more questions.
王文言，顶拜塔布。哦，我们是因为嫉妒才来到这个世界上的吗
？Yes.
对的。
Correct. Why Krishna? Why not me?
为什么是 Krishna? 为什么不是我？
Oh yes, it begins with that.
就是呢，我们刚开始的时候就因为这样的心态，所以来到这个物质世界。
And it's the same thing that keeps us here.
而且呢，是同样的一个心态，就把我们留在这个物质世界。
Next.
下一个，还是王文言。Krishna 在恶魔头上跳舞就净化了恶魔。奉献的每天的念诵、读书、从事和 Krishna 各种有关的事情，是绝对能被净化的，是这样吗
？Yes.
是的。
But it also depends on the quality in which we are doing.
但是呢，这取决于我们所做的这些事情的一个就是品质。质量。
What is the quality in which we are doing these activities is also, and the attitude and the mood and the intention, all of these are also important factors in how much we will be purified.
所以呢，我们所从事的一切的这个活动的质量怎么样？我们背后的这个心态，我们的动机目的，它决定了，就是我们能够在多大程度上相应的得到净化。
Sometimes we may meet devotees, or maybe we ourselves practicing for many years, but still not so much purification.
有时候呢，我们会遇到奉献者的这种情况，或者是我们自己的这种情况。尽管我们修习了很多年，但是呢，我们自身并没有得到很大的这种净化。
Not much change in our behavior, or not much change in our attitude, or things like this.
就是不管在我们的这个行为举止，还是我们的心态方面呢，我们并没有多大的这种改善、长进。
So that one reason is the attitude or the quality of what we are doing is not very good, so the result is not very deep.
其中一个原因呢，可能就是因为我们的这个心态，我们以及从事这些活动的这种质量并不是那么的理想，并不是那么好，所以呢，我们的这个结果也并不如我们所愿。
So yes, definitely these activities purify us, but what is the quality in which we are doing? What is the attitude, the mood, the sincerity? What is our desire? Sincerity, all these things are also factors.
是的，肯定，就是你从事这些活动的话呢，它都会净化我们。但是呢，这取决于我们所从事的这些活动的它的这种质量怎么样啊？然后呢，以及我们从事活动背后的这种心态，我们的这种真诚，以及我们的这个愿望，都是跟这些相关的。
Like Kaliya, sometimes Krishna will force us so much suffering, he'll just break us. He'll just break us and then, oh, okay, I surrender. Like Kaliya. So he was completely forced. He had no choice.
所以呢，有时候就像卡利亚蛇一样，就是他通过，其实是 Krishna 呢，通过这种强迫我们，就是他没有给我们任何的这个自由意志，然后呢，让我们就是能够皈依就是体验的这种痛苦。
So very challenging, but sometimes necessary.
非常具有挑战性，但是呢，有时候又是必要之举。
To help us realize, to help us understand.
就是能够让我们觉悟，能够让我们就是理解。
Sometimes we really have to experience some great suffering or difficulty to understand or learn. So that happens in the life of a devotee also.
所以呢，有时候呢，我们必须要经历那些巨大的痛苦，或者是这种受苦的一种境况，我们才能够就是从中学到。Krishna 想要我们教导的，想要教导给我们的，
所
以有时候也是奉献者的这个生活的一部分。
So hopefully, when our time happens, we will be able to see it like that.
所以呢我们期待就是当就是那一刻来临的时候呢，我们就是可以就是以这种恰当的一种视域来看待这一点。
But sometimes people don't. They just blame others and think it's not fair and, you know, da 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 da.
但是呢，有时候人们，他们只是去抱怨，他们认为这很不公平，他们就会，就是有很多的这些怨言。
So we don't want to be like that.
所以呢，我们并不想要成为，这样子。
Last one, finished, huh? We can finish now. It's 9:10.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, everyone. We will continue. Oh, I was going to speak about Diwali, but it's a bit late now. But I'm going to be sharing an article just so you know what Diwali is. I'm going to send it later today.
就是今天晚一些时候呢，就是我会跟大家分享有关这个灯节的 Diwali 的一些文章。本来呢，就是我们准备在这节课的后面部分会讲到呢，但是因为今天已经时间太晚了。Prabhu, there are another question also connecting to today's topic. Will you answer it now?
Quick.
Yeah. Krishna 的仆人的仆人，我听说愤怒有灵性物质之分，嫉妒有吗
？What was that?
I heard that there are spiritual and material anger. So, does envy also have the spiritual envy and also the material envy?
I don't think we need to worry about that because the only envy we have is material.
我觉得我们没有必要去担心这个问题，因为我们所有的这个嫉妒只是物质的嫉妒。
We just need to take care of that. Whether there's spiritual envy or not, it doesn't really concern us.
嗯，所以呢，啊，就是我们只需要就是说能够关注好我们的这种物质的嫉妒就可以了。就是不管这个嫉妒它到底是不是物质的还是灵性的，其实我们并不过多的去考虑这一点。
And the same for anger.
嗯，对于这个愤怒也是一样的。
So that would be my answer for that one.
所以呢，这是我的这个回答。
Okay, thank you everybody, and pray you have a nice day, and we will connect next week again.
嗯，所以呢。非常感谢大家希望你们呢有一个美妙的一天。我们呢下周呢将会继续来讲述这个小小时光。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you for your wonderful explanation about this pastime. Yeah. Hare Krishna, 各位尊敬的奉献者们非常感谢我们今天月亮卡。给我们的这个精彩的这个讲述，也非常感谢大家热情专注的这个聆听，以及提出来的这么多的好的问题，也特别感谢我们沙蒂曼太吉的这个美妙的这个主播希望大家能够在 Krishna 知觉中度过快乐的美妙的一天。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna